Call him Mullet Man.
Business up front. Run. Party in the back. Business up front. Run. Party in the. Business up front. Run. Party in the back. Business up front. Run.
It's a hairdo and a fish.
One of our favorite games is called Mullet Over. Ian has been kind enough to pull three different stories of individuals that may or may not have a mullet. Only one of these individuals has a mullet, and we collectively are trying to figure out which one it is. We're all in the dark, with the exception, of course, of Ian. 833-YO-DUMMY on social media, Dave Mahoney. You can weigh in if you think you know the correct answer. All of these people seem like they would have a mullet, but again, only one of them does. Just a little setup here. We have a freestyling trucker.
Hell
we
yes.
have a young lady by the name of Heather talking to the local news about her garage catching on fire. And then we'll start with a gentleman by the name of Billy Tatum. He was talking to the local news about how a tree fell on a student's car. So first up in Mullet Over is Billy Tatum. Does Billy Tatum have a mullet or not? Let's have a listen.
You go to get a tree cut and it takes out a car. Come on now. We can do better than this.
Billy Tatum was on his porch Monday morning across from Central City Elementary playing cards and watching a City of Huntington crew work on cutting the tree down.
The witness says he watched in disbelief Monday as the tree was cut down and landed right onto a parked vehicle, totaling it.
That's a car-eating tree there, flattened it like a pancake from backseat to the tail. And I said, oh, whoops. Sounded like a beer can getting flattened. It just was crunch. I hate to say it, it was kind of cool, you know? I mean, what guy doesn't like, you know, destruction? Yeah, you know, that's why we go to demolition derbies. But hey, you know, bottom line, that's that poor girl's new car, and she can't get to school now. Chalk it up to
Monday.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, please replay that last part. And she can't get to school.
And you know, bottom line, that's that poor girl's new car, and she can't get to school now.
Oh,
chalk it up to Monday.
So much here to unpack. I mean, he's playing cards on his porch.
Right.
It has to be during the day.
Early in the morning.
Yes.
Right.
Watching the city cut down a tree.
That's
for entertainment.
Yeah, and
that's
he's watching carefully.
Derby.
Oh, that is big mullet energy.
Oh,
right
my
there.
God.
Oh, God.
And his name's Billy?
Him. Yeah.
Oh, Billy Tatum.
Billy Tatum.
Oh,
yeah.
Billy Tatum. I wish, oh, man, if I had met my husband, I might have married you first. Oh,
did
man.
You say Billy Tatum? Is he still alive?
Billy Tatum recently passed away,
oh,
unfortunately, so
no.
Rest in peace, Billy. But
he can't get to school now. Chalk it up to a Monday.
He can't get to school now either.
Oh, I missed that last part. Chalk it up to a Monday.
Chalk it up to a Monday.
Oh, my God.
There are so many things we should just steal from that. Oh, God, that's
clip
so good.
It all. Clip it all.
Clip it all.
Add it to a hotkey.
Everything is a hotkey.
My mullet meter is leading strong on that one.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see what our next two have to offer, Dave.
Okay, here we go on to number two. This is Heather Tenney, and she was talking to the local news about her garage catching on fire.
When you got outside and you saw what was happening, you saw what was going on, what were your thoughts?
Oh, my gosh. I didn't ever think it was going to happen to us.
Do you know how this fire started?
Yes, I do. It was because of my cousin, and I don't want to mention no names.
And you said you think your cousin started this. Do you know how or why?
He's mad because he can't get with me. I'm married to my husband, and it's a long story. Just to make it short. Yeah, he already put him in a hospital once last month, and he figured he's going to do something else to get back.
Wow, that took a turn. So at first I was like, nah, no mullet. And then all of a sudden my cousin wants to bang me, so he's beating up my husband.
Was this in Alabama?
Whoa.
Where was this?
No, this was not in Alabama. I believe this one was West Virginia.
Oh, even better. I mean, honestly, okay. West Virginia, that makes a lot more sense.
Did she specify, or did you find out in your deep dive, first or second cousin?
Oh, first cousin.
First cousin.
Yeah.
That's normal in the hills.
Yes.
And
Boone County mate and call.
Are we guessing whether or not the cousin who wants to hook up has a mullet as well? Are we factoring that into this?
Just Heather.
Heather. Heather from West Virginia.
Virginia Mountain Mama, take me home.
She won't, and that's why her house got set on
fire.
That's
right, I'll burn your garage down.
They have definitely smoked meth together and made out at some point,
if
not gone further.
In a closet.
I don't think this is big mullet energy. This is big meth energy.
See, but the meth and the mullet and the mountains and the West Virginia all run pretty high and tight, just like them sides.
And the female mullet is a much more more rare in the wild sighting, oh, man, too. So I'm going odds here.
I feel like it left in the 90s.
I could see it, though, feathered, you know.
90s.
Like
just, yeah, with like the 90s. Bangs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Dave, they're not using hairspray. They do not. She is not using Aquanet.
Aquanet is readily available in the mountains.
It's like right next to the Oxy.
It's Oxy. Aquanet, Mountain Dew.
I'm saying no. I'm saying no on this one, but I'm curious to hear number three.
Third and final one.
This is a great one here. This is actually a trucker who just took to YouTube to freestyle for the very first time.
Very first time.
Here's
Let's
a
have
trucker
a listen.
Freestyle.
I keep on looking at the rain before it drops down. I just keep on telling me that stars are they even shining now. I love it like I'm living on the Eiffel Tower, looking at Mars from the skyscrapers of Tokyo. I looking like I love it like a Pinocchio. Pokemon, I just took them on. I just put them on. I just took it in. I just let it win. I just set it on a record. Lemon, like a lemon, like a man. Woo! Flipping on the blaze. I just took it on the shave. I'd already knocking late. Yeah. Driving at an 18-wheeler, going down the road fast. I just feel it looking like I really got the dash. It's a pretty, really whoa. Pretty, pretty whoa. Simi got it, really got it. Simi got to keep a cap and lippin' like a living lavish. I mean, the check about it, but I keep on giving garbage. Really know it, I just put it on my sandwich. Lettuce, tomato, put the pickle on the side, please. She don't want to look into my eyepiece. iPad, I don't like it, but I told him I took it back when it's psychic.
Because I'm an island boy.
Ian, was he driving the 18-wheeler while he was rapping?
Unfortunately, no. He was actually in a motel. He was sleeping. Okay. It was a tough one.
I'm going to say no.
I'm gonna say no on the trucker.
I think no. I like those rhymes. You said this is the first time he was rhyming?
First time, yep.
I mean, for a first time out there.
Kyle said it's Billy.
I'm going number one.
You're going Billy?
It struck me so hard.
I'm going my mountain mama. I'm going Heather.
You're going Heather?
I think Heather's got the mullet.
All right. Well, I'm going Billy number one, too.
Okay. Can we remove the rapping trucker?
Can we remove the rapping trucker? Unfortunately, no, we cannot.
Oh, my God.
You got duped. Here is Mullet, the trucker mullet.
He looks like Post Malone.
He does.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes. That's like a pompadour mullet.
It's big. Oh, man. It is big. Oh. But if you guys want to see, here is Billy Tatum. He is very, very skinny.
Rest in peace, Billy.
Yep. And then he looks like
Chalk it up to Monday.
And then here is Heather Tinney. And if you look closely in the background, that is her husband, who looks a lot like Kid Rock.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I mean, I get it. Like, she is a looker.
She looks like somebody's cousin would be into her.
Yep.